First, though, it's Jagged Prayer with a little more unorthodox police work and an almost unholy alliance between D.I. Cromwell and Mother Helen. Of course, there's nothing untoward going on. They're just good friends, as they say. And today, an art forger is planning on going straight, even if he has to make drastic changes to himself.
Jagged Prayer, Sister Brother by Robert Smith, with Cheryl Campbell, Timothy Spall, Jeremy Finch, and Stephen Critchlow.
Come the morning, this cell will be all yours, Mickey. Once I walk through that prison gate, you'll not see me back here.
Yeah, you'll be back. You're too good not to get caught. Besides, how are we going to learn new skills and update our best practice? Let pros like you shoulder your responsibilities and do another stretch?
Not me. I've done my time. 15 long years, no remission. Now it's over. I know I did wrong. At least I can say this. I never perjured myself. I never sold arms to no one. No legs for that, man. I always used public transport and paid class 3 national insurance on all my ill-gotten gains. I was an honest criminal, me. Just an humble painter and decorator.
Yeah, your Rembrandt was better than Rembrandt's Rembrandt.
That's all behind me. Besides, I do watercolours now. I've done with crime. I want to lead a decent life.
But, Paul, you're the best forger in the business. There's nothing you can't copy. Take your birth of Venus, adored by the art lovers in Seaman.
Only because I didn't prison warder Marilyn as Venus.
Do you think with your genius, the boys will let you turn your back and walk away?
They'll never find me, Treacle.
What makes you so sure?
Because I'm a new man now. And I want to be a woman.
A woman?
I'm going to have the help. It's high time I harmonise with me aura. It's orange, you know. Oh, I'll still be the same person. But once I'm a woman, I can fulfil my childhood dream.
To be a loss adjuster?
Nah. More than anything else, ever since I was a boy, I've wanted to be a nun.
What are you doing, Kel?
Throwing this rubbish in the bin, sir.
That's the notes for my lecture. Fish them out.
Lecture?
At the convent.
You, sir?
Me, Kel. The bishop's ill. He was supposed to be leading a meditation on the avoidance of sin. Mother Helen's asked me to step in and give the nuns a talk on crime prevention.
When, sir?
This after.
I gotta hear this, sir. I
might pick something up.
That's exactly what you're gonna do, Kelp.
We better get going then, sir.
We, Kelp? We? No. While I'm at the convent, you can pick up that dustbin with a timeshare bin scan.
But it's raining, sir. Can't I stay in?
No chance. Right, I'm off to warn the nuns about the perils of the letterbox burglar. Now, where's my bit of bent wire?
Not long to my procession now, Mother. In just over a month, I get to put my bonce in a sable veil.
Here's a little matter of the community's vote first, Sister Paula.
Oh, I'm certain the sisters won't blackball me. Oh, but I do miss my heels. Not that I had them very long.
Surely you can't still be yearning for a pair of shoes. Not after 3 years.
It took me 6 months and a twisted tibialis that I had to walk in them. Proud I was. Now look at me, clumping around in Jesus' boots.
Once you've taken your vows, you need never worry about your equilibrium ever again.
Oh, I am glad, Mother, believe me. But these sandals do nothing for the shape of my calves.
Sister, we wear the habit. Your muscular alignment's a spectacle for God alone.
Yes, Mother. So, what's this talk we're going to? God's sense of humour and the second coming?
Haven't you heard? That's been postponed. I did tell your novice mistress.
Oh, is the bishop ill?
Gout. It's not responding to acupuncture. I told him not to try it with drawing pins.
I knew it wouldn't work. His aura's gone all blotchy. What he needs is some green in his life. Restore stability. I'll pray he falls in a cabbage patch.
I'm sure he'll thank you for that, sister.
He hopes to do the Book of Revelation as a stand-up routine in a fortnight. So this afternoon's talk's about crime prevention with Detective Inspector Cromwell.
They are
Cromwell.
Are you all right, Sister Paula?
Oh, these sandals are killing me, Mother. I'll just slip and put on a pair of sling bags.
Too late now. We've reached the parlour. Inside quickly, Sister, and take your seat. The lecture's about to begin.
And always wear your body armour when you go after drug dealers, sisters. Where was I? What to do in a hostage situation.
Inspector, you were talking about domestic crime prevention.
Was I? Oh, so I was, right, yes. So we've covered burglar alarms, window locks, skylights, bolts and locks of front doors, car alarms and immobilisers, personal safety late at night. Remember to use your handbags to defend yourself, sisters, when you're coming home from clubbing. Alone, again.
Naturally.
We've covered what to do if you go on holiday. If you went on mass to the Bahamas or to Rome to see that Pope. You don't slip the monastery key under the welcome mat. You cancel the papers. You cancel the milk. You move the video away from the steel-shuttered window. And you use the timer switches. Best to get a neighbour or to keep an eye on the place. Or, in this case, an angel. The last thing I want to mention is shared accommodation. Always lock your room whenever you leave it to use the kitchen or bathroom or the chapel. Never leave cash or valuables, jewellery, passports, reward cards lying around in your room. And this has absolutely no relevance to you lot whatsoever, does it?
Thank you, Inspector, for a most enlightening discourse. I'm sure, sisters, if you have any questions, Detective Inspector Cromwell will be only too keen to dispose of them.
Inspector?
Yes, Sister...
Paula, is it still the thickness of forged £20 notes which gives them away most often, or have criminal techniques improved?
Not as much as security features have. The banknotes are increasingly sophisticated. They're harder to copy for a number of reasons. There's more detail on them for a start. And the prices in pubs means you can't hold on to them. No sooner have you got them from the cash machine than they're in somebody's till. What brought that up, sister?
Just...
Jackie!
You're steep a supper, Inspector Cromwell.
Wouldn't say no.
Naturally, you'd be quartered in the guests' drawing room.
Will I? On my own?
Of course not.
You're joining me?
Of course not. Inspector, one is never alone. God is with us always, and so is our conscience.
Best be getting back. I've just remembered some things I'd rather I'd forgot. What did you really think of my talk then? Was it all right?
Splendid. Although I suspect the passage about C.S. spray went over the sister's head.
I bet it didn't go over Sister Paula's head.
How do you mean?
Well, it's a bit unusual for a nun to be that tall, isn't it? I mean, she must be 6'2".
On the contrary. Sister Jerry from Texas was 6'4". Poor Father Clitheroe had to stand on the font to give her communion.
There's something familiar about Sister Paula, something about that face. She knew.
Yes. Only been here 3 years. She's still a novice.
How's it I've never seen her before?
Remarkably enough, she's been taken ill every time you've been here.
Doesn't that strike you as odd?
People being sick when you arrive? Not really. Sister Winona has the same reaction.
Does she?
Sister Paula says you have a toxic aura.
Have I?
She's a devotee of colour therapy. She's emphatic. You should wear more yellow.
Yellow?
Good for allergies as well, apparently. Have you any allergies, Detective Inspector?
Yeah, to colour therapists. What did she do before she joined the convent?
Same as she does now. She's an artist. Have you seen our new painting?
But that's Van Gogh's irises.
Actually, it's Sister Paula's Van Gogh's irises. Look, she signed it on the stamen. Otherwise, it's identical. What do you think?
I think you'd better tell me all you know about Sister Paula. Right, Kel. You wanted an indoor job? I've got you one.
Wouldn't mind going out today, sir. It's sunny.
Later. I want you to check out some case records for me. I want all forgery cases, art frauds, that sort of thing, involving a female villain. Here's some details of the suspect.
How far back do you want me to go?
20 years.
I was still in shorts then.
You're still in shorts now.
Lost me dry cleaning tickets. These are all I could find. You know how it is. Still, as long as I've got me warrant card, don't matter.
That makes a policeman, does it? What about training? Experience? Takes more than packing a warrant card. Get some trousers, son.
Yes, sir. Do we have records 20 years old?
We do, Kelp. We've got no computer, so they couldn't get lost.
I thought we could bin them after 6 years.
In theory, Kelp, but in practice, you're the only one who throws anything away here. We've got a crime sheet in our archives citing Cain for the murder of Abel. Mind, these days, the CPS has thrown the case out. There's only a talking donkey for a witness.
With respect, sir, I was taught I'm still a police officer, irrespective of what I wear.
You were taught wrong.
But I'm the same copper, whether I'm a detective or whether I'm in uniform.
Not when you're in shorts. You're not the copper you think you are.
La-dee-da-da-da.
Nice Hieronymus Bosch.
Oh, thank you, Mother. You should see my Botticelli when it's dried.
Sister, your friends are in the parlour. Normally, novices aren't allowed random visitors, but as you're so close to profession, I'll give you permission.
It must be a mistake, Mother. I have no friends.
Just nothing a good shower gel wouldn't cure, sister.
What do these friends look like?
Do you know why we had to get the video repaired? The community watched the Long Good Friday. We sent for it by mistake. We thought it was about Easter. Are you familiar with the persona of Bob Hoskins?
Yes, Mother.
Thus, your friends. After about 20 minutes, Sister Luther, may she rest in peace, doused the video with the contents of the holy water stoop and began reciting prayers she'd paradoxically heard in The Exorcist.
I don't see no visitors. When I entered the convent, I took a personal vow to leave my old life behind.
Very commendable. But your old life's sitting in our parlour. If you don't want to see them, perhaps I should ring Inspector Cromwell.
There's no need to call the Ross...
The police, Mother.
Hello, Sister Paula. Or should I name you Paul?
There must be some misunderstanding, young man. I am Sister Paula, and this is the house of God. I must ask you to leave immediately.
Oh, sister, you can't really want us to leave so soon. Not after we've come all this way. Not when we know who you are. Or were. Knocked out any good Picassos lately?
Forgery is a sin.
So's lying, sister.
I am a nun. I live a life of prayer and truth.
And solitude, sister. They say spells of solitary confinement are good for the soul. Is that what you found, sister? Oh, I take it the other nuns do know about your time in Her Majesty's monastery.
All right, who are you?
Some of the boys thought we should pay you a visit. I'm Iggy, and this is my brother, Frankie.
He doesn't say much, does he? Sat there nursing his scars. Make him look anemic, they do. I'm a great believer in the healing properties of colour, you know. What he needs is a lot of red in his life.
Like blood, you mean?
Yeah, well, it's not an exact science, colour therapy. Maybe he's perfectly healthy after all. How did you find me?
You were a silly girl when you were still a boy. You blabbed to yourself, mate. Some people can't keep their mouths zipped.
I thought Mickey was still inside. Did he get out?
Last month.
I can't believe he told you lot about me voluntarily.
Well, he was very chatty while he was teetering on the parapet of the 13th floor of a relocated office block. Deal was, if he told us about you, we'd give him some dosh.
And if he didn't?
We'd push him off.
About that, was
he? He was a smart boy. He took the money. He sang like a bird. Didn't fly like one when my little brother here pushed him off anyway.
You killed him. Even though he told you what you wanted, you killed him. Poor Mickey. He never did use that sun lamp like I told him.
Oh, we don't know he's dead. We didn't see him land.
There's no point threatening me. I'm a changed person. A woman of peace. Reformed, I am.
Sister Paula, you've got the wrong impression about us. We want to help you.
I'm perfectly all right, thank you very much. I live a very colour-coordinated existence here. Although just at the moment, my pews is all out of kilter.
Think of us as your independent financial advisors. We want you to have a secure future. And to do that, we'd like you to make a single one-off contribution to our pension fund by way of a painting or two.
I'm sorry. I only forge for pleasure now.
We met Mother Helen. Good abbess, is she?
You leave Mother out of this.
Wouldn't be safe for her to go walking on the edge of a windy cliff top, would it? Not with my brother, Anne.
No. You so much as go near her and
I... As your independent financial advisers, we have to tell you your investment can go down. Very fast. But maybe an angel have miraculously catch her in mid-air. Who knows? So, what's it to be? Are you in? Or do we find out if you believe in miracles?
Give us a snout, will you?
All right.
The name I got from the archives, Paul Agenda.
We're looking for a female kelp.
Bear with me, sir. Paul Agenda did 15 years for forgery. Reckoned to be the best there is.
I know. I nicked him.
Members of the jury, you have heard both the case for the prosecution and for the defence.
This is the judge at his trial. She bought one of Paul's fake Leonardo da Vinci cartoons.
So it
is now up to you to decide.
She didn't know the greatest artist of the Renaissance didn't do Snoopy.
When Paul Agenda got out just over 5 years ago, he's believed to have become a she.
He what?
Silence in court!
Sorry, my lad.
Members of the jury.
Since then, these old she's dropped out of sight.
Only to drop back in again as Sister Paula. Better let Mother Helen know. Kiss him over. And perhaps he will
identify. The convent is closed to visitors. There'll be no communication for the next 5 days whilst we have our period.
Oh, it's like being on the substitute's bench.
Your time will come, Sister Paula.
That's the point, it doesn't. Months come, months go, nothing. So didn't tell me about this.
When you get to my age, you don't miss it.
So rather you. I've never had it to miss. I've never had it in such commodious surroundings.
Why don't you try knitting? I'm doing another sacred scarf, just in case the angels have a football league.
I suppose I'll have to offer it up again. That's what nuns are supposed to do. Yes, smiling through their martyrdom.
When I'm frustrated, I kick the cat.
Sister to me?
Well, when you get to my age, you've got to have something to talk about in confession.
Mother Helen, I have some distressing news. Sister Paula's transsexual.
Oh, yes, I know.
If you've got vaguely the right bits and bobs of anatomy, is that it? Does that make you a woman? Is it that simple?
I'm inclined to let God be the judge of that. However, there was a furious debate in conclave when we came to vote on whether Sister Paula should be allowed to enter the novitiate. Sister Thor became so incensed she began wielding the thurible around her head like a mace.
Is the church happy about Sister Paula then? Or have you forgotten to tell them?
Actually, I sent a hypothetical email to Rome to ask their opinion. I'm awaiting their reply.
There's worse. Sister Paula's a convicted felon. While she was a man, Sister Paula was a master forger.
I suspected as much. How else could every sister have their own money?
What I can't understand is why you let her join in the first place.
This convent needs all the nuns it can get. Plus, she gave me my own Guernica.
What is it, Mother? It's in Latin.
An apoplectic 12-page fax from Rome. It's about my email.
Oh!
This would make even St. Jerome blush. I never realized you could write such anatomically impossible suggestions in language of the vulgate.
What's the plan? You become a woman, join a convent, then what?
Praise God.
In front of all those nuns?
All I want is to be a good sister and to wrap myself in the order's blue mantle. Blue. Yes. Colour of truth. Truth is blue. Fearless blue. Colour of intelligence. Blue. Good colour for nuns.
And police.
Yes, well, even the best theory breaks down.
Who were they?
I'm answering none of your questions till I see a brief.
Sister Paula, your position here is not secure. The community still has to vote on whether to allow you to take your vows. And now I have the Vatican's female anatomy experts on my tail. If you're really sincere about being a nun, tell us everything.
I am sincere, Mother. Oh, but it's no use. Maybe it's better if I packed up the easel and left.
That won't help you, sister.
Might.
She could form a transsexual ex-nun support group. Get herself a grant. Before you know it, she could be on 70,000 a year and heading a quango.
Inspector Cromwell, she'll still be hunted by these villains.
You don't understand these people. They're determined. It's all that purple they exude. They must have been eating beetroot wearing bishop's frocks for months. For your sake and for the good of the convent. I better go.
If these men have committed some terrible crime, it's your duty to help the police all you can. They'll put you in their witness protection scheme. You could get a new identity.
Another one? What, as a sheep?
I won't grasp. Besides, it's not what they've done. I can't prove that yet. It's what they might do that worries me.
Cromwell.
So, while the public naively believe they can munch their chops in safety under the ever-vigilant eye of the police, you sidle off home for a ready-made meal and as much Johnny Cash as you can stomach.
Mother Helen, did you convince Sister Paula to talk?
Afraid not, and she's determined to... How did you get in here? What do you want?
Is something wrong? Mother Helen? Helen! What's happening? Helen!
With Sister Paula's help, we've ID'd the kidnappers. It's the J brothers. They've got previous longer than the Channel Tunnel. All aggro. They're a pair of psychos.
I blame myself. It's all my fault.
It is. I'm warning you. If anything happens to Mother Helen, I won't be responsible for my actions.
Sir, it's okay, sir. We'll get her back.
This is the last thing I wanted. But you don't believe me, do you? When you look at me, all you see is a criminal. It's all you'll ever see.
If I'm wrong, convince me. Tell us where they've taken her.
I don't know, Inspector. How could I?
Don't lie to me.
You think I'm in on the kidnapping, don't you?
Take her gag off.
Why have you brought me here? I can hardly imagine it's to chair the inaugural meeting of the Kidnappers Charitable Trust.
We're holding you as security so Sister Paula does what we want.
And what is that?
Knock out a couple of minutes of constable. Maybe a sergeant too. If she don't, my brother's going to do something very nasty to you. Right now, Mother, you're going to make a little phone call.
Is she all right?
I think so.
What did she say?
They threatened to kill her if I don't do what they want.
Oh, I'll kill them if they so much as touch a hair on her head.
Did Mother Helen tell you where they're holding her?
No.
Did she say anything else?
She prayed.
What did she say exactly?
Fear not, sister. I pray we will meet again soon in the Father's house.
The Father's house?
Could be a clue.
She might have been referring to Luke.
Who?
Gospel, sir.
And when our Lord was a nipper, he went walkabout. And when our lady and St. Joseph found him, he was in the temple, and he spake unto them. Didn't you know I'd be in my Father's house?
So where is this Father's house?
The temple? Jerusalem, but the Romans destroyed it.
Where else could it be? Think, think! What's another name for Father?
Dad?
Abba.
Abba's house.
Is in Stockholm?
Hang on. House, dwelling, residence. Home! Home! Abba Home!
Abba Home?
Name of a derelict farm up on the moors, sir.
Been there. It's beneath an escarpment. Well done, Kelp!
The lads are all on standby. Their car's out front.
Right, Kelp. Let's go and get her back.
Inspector Cromwell! I want to come with you.
Too dangerous. Besides, you're a nun now, remember?
What can I do?
You can do what nuns do best. Pray. I never thought I'd hear myself saying that. Come on, Kelp. Let's get out of here before I start singing hymns.
You're not fools. You must know you're bound to get caught.
Don't push your luck, nun. We're villains. We're desperate.
Perhaps you're not the criminals you think you are.
We've turned out just as our 14 nannies predicted. It was hard mastering the accent, but what else is there for the likes of us? Who'd want us? Who'd trust us?
I know someone who'd trust you. Someone who'd be overjoyed to meet you.
Is he on a register?
Believe me, I know he'd look after you both. He'd give you a job for life and a reason for living.
Who is he?
I work for him myself.
I can see them through the window, sir. Both the J's are in there. Can you see Mother Helen?
Yes. They're talking to her.
Don't let them see you, Kelp. Right, everybody ready?
Kelp, to all units, stand by. The marksmen are in position, sir, in the barn. Sir, Iggy's got a knotted piece of string. He's moving towards Mother Helen.
Right, let's do it. Right, one, two, three.
Blessed art thou
amongst women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners now and at the hour of our
death. You're under arrest.
Can't we finish the rosary first?
Come on, you.
Helen, you're safe now. Are you all right?
Perfectly, Inspector. Do you always go on duty with unpolished shoes?
Nice rock, Sister Paula.
Oh, thank you, Inspector. So good to be in the hills again.
Where's your habit and what's in the suitcase?
The sisters voted against me. I'm not a nun no more.
You know, you could try another convent.
Too late, Mother.
But you're a good nun. I thought your ambition was to lead a life of prayer and humility.
It was. But let's face it, I wouldn't be allowed to take me vows in any convent.
Because of your criminal record?
Because I'm going to be a man again.
What?
What?
I'm going to have a reverse up. Oh, I'm grateful to the sisters. They've helped me realise what I really want to be.
Which is?
A priest. It was the vestment colours what swung it. Such a range. Green, red, purple, white, blue. The spectrum of healing. Oh, yes! I can see myself in acres of brocade. Goodbye, Inspector Cromwell. Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Paula.
All I ever wanted was to go...
Right.
Pity they voted her out.
Yeah, I was hoping to try out these new handcuffs.
I meant it reflects badly on me. She was my protege. I was trying to increase the possibilities to broaden the concept of the convent and nun.
The new model sister.
Yes, Inspector Cromwell. This puts my re-election as abbess in jeopardy.
No, surely not. You'll win them round.
I may. God willing. I want to thank you, Inspector, for coming to my aid.
Any time, any place you need me, I'll be there. Sorry to get a nice clear-up out of that.
It was the techniques you adumbrated in your lecture which helped me during my ordeal.
Well, you know.
You taught me how not to deal with a hostage situation.
How not?
Sir, you better come.
Has something happened, Constable Kelp?
Sister Maradona has been found dead on the sports field.
Quick, Kelp, after that transsexual ex-nun.
In Jagged Prayer, Sister Brother by Robert Smith, Mother Helen was played by Cheryl Campbell, D.I. Cromwell by Timothy Spall, D.C. Kelp by Jeremy Finch, and Sister Paula by Stephen Critchlow. Iggy was played by Tom George, Mickey by Gerard McDermott, and the nuns by Elizabeth Bell and Gemma Saunders. The director was Ned Chaye.
And tomorrow, in the last of this series, Timothy Spall may be horrified to find out that the nunnery is to close and join forces with another in Barchester. Oh my. Catch the final case from Jagged Prayer tomorrow at 10 in the morning, 9 at night, and again in the overnight session at 2 a.m.